Welcome to the Greatness Zone, a weekly inspiring and practical conversation about discovering, developing, and living your greatness, of building your life around what you do best and bringing that best to everything you do. It's time to get into your Greatness Zone. Here's your host, author, speaker, workplace and life coach, Jay Forty.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Living Life in the Greatness Zone. Today we talk about two things. We talk about family well-being, but we talk about it in a holistic way. So we hear it all the time. Keep moving, stay fit, eat right. And all of these are important because they help us create that healthy body. And it's been said, as the body goes, so goes life. If we don't feel well because we don't have good health habits, then every other part of our life starts to suffer. It's difficult to work on your spirituality, your intellect, and show up emotionally connected to everybody in your life if all you think about is how terrible you feel. So if we take that thinking and then we bring our family into it, so that's what we want to do tonight, is talk about family well-being, and it really requires a holistic approach: education, nutrition, exercise, spiritual development, and relationship building. They all work together to create a sound and a healthy approach to life. So with the constant communication that we get from the world, we can get really confused or misinformed in how to live wisely and well. So we have to develop our own plan to manage our well-being, and then we have to train our families early in the process of making really wise life decisions. So this is a big conversation, and that requires an expert. So for that, I've asked the Miami native lifestyle physical therapist and body transformation coach, Armando Cruz, to join me. Though he routinely works with really significant athletes and other top performers, his passion is in helping families live happier through being healthier, by teaching them a more holistic approach to exercise, nutrition, and having a healthy mindset. He not only teaches it, but he, along with his wife and his three kids, they actively live it. So he's the guy to go to. So that's why I've asked him here. Welcome, Armando. I'm so glad you're with us.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
So Armando, let's get right into it. You are a high energy guy that is really aware about fitness and health and spirituality and consciousness and this whole picture. And that's why I like that term that you call a holistic approach to wellness, to well-being. So have you always been like this? Tell us a little bit about your background on how you got into this.
Well, you know, I grew up as an athlete. I played all different sports, and in high school I was as they call it, a jack of all trades, master of none. So I found my niche in running, but essentially I had a really strong work ethic, but I was never the most gifted. And so I was always researching and trying to figure out ways how to perform better. And that kind of led me down the path of performance and exercise and, okay, well, how do I figure that? And then that opened the door into, well, nutrition plays a part of that. And then that opened the door into, well, hey, you know, part of all of this is staying healthy and being healthy, and how to avoid injury. So then I started getting into the rehabilitative, and then that opened the door. Well, none of that works if your mindset and your brain set is not in the right place. So it's kind of evolved over the years, and, you know, it started in high school and it progressed through college and then afterwards, and it continues to evolve daily.
Yeah, and I love your story, and because that's a reminder for a lot of us that, you know, we evolve through life by learning about what shows up in this moment to guide us to do what comes next. And that's part of, you know, a lot of the thinking of the Greatness Zone, and a lot of what I think leads into what we're talking about, this whole concept of well-being. Are we on purpose and intentional about thinking about the things that make us feel better so that we become, or we create for ourselves the opportunity to show up big, to do whatever it is that we do in life. So I know your family is big into this, and we're going to talk very specifically about how family integrates in this. But share a little bit about the kind of work that you do on a daily basis so that we can see that this is the process that you start to bring others into.
Right. I think the first thing that starts to happen is the conversation needs to be had. Right. When somebody comes into our facility, like, they're not met with, hey, how much weight do you want to lose? Or, like, it's not even a question that we ask. It's, you know, how do you see that vision for yourself? Like, what does the journey look like? And I think that's one of the biggest things that I think people really kind of miss the boat on, is they're so focused on the numbers and the results, and they forget that the more important part is the actual journey. Because the journey, you know, health stops when you're dead, right? That's when you stop thinking about it. So until you're dead, you're basically living health. And it's up to you to make that choice and live it purposefully every day. And so it's really, it's the destination ends when you're dead. So if you're focusing on destination, it's either really short-sighted or, hey, you've reached the end. So focus on the journey and make it something enjoyable. And if you have a family, bring them along with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the need, you know, to rely on others, and at the same time to train our families when they're younger to develop some habits that, you know, that's what I meant in one of our opening comments about we get information from the world, but it doesn't always serve us. I mean, we're always pushed to buy products that really don't inspire us to show up big to either our own health, our own spiritual development, our own intellectual development. You know, one of the things I kid and I partly don't kid that everybody wants the Twitter version of everything. They want something that they can, you know, make a big, bold step with doing as little work as possible. And so part of what I wanted to show in your background was that you were a guy that watched the world and said, hey, you know, I'm not the greatest at all this, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to watch this stuff. And in doing that, you've created for yourself and what you're going to share with us in the second half of the show, a really sound approach to doing life, and that the well-being part of it is the big part that says it's about diet, it's about food. But no, it's not just that. It's about your attitude as you approach all that. Did you grow up in a family that was kind of aware of this, or were you the maverick in the family?
No, I definitely attribute it to my father. I mean, my father could have been a hamster in another life. I mean, his persistence in doing things. And so, like, the example that he gave was through exercise, and then in efforts to enhance his performance. And then, you know, he became part of my training regimen. And then in searching for how can I get faster, we started going in that journey. And so for me, my father really became not only my best friend growing up, but the person that I looked up to the most. And so one of the biggest things that he instilled in me was a curiosity to always continue to look for ways to enhance and ways to make things better.
Great. I love that there is a person in your life that inspires that. This is Jay 40. We are Living Life in the Greatness Zone. Tonight we have Armando Cruz with us. We're talking about a holistic approach to family well-being. We're going to continue with some very specific things that families can do right after our break, so stay with us.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. In Jay Forty's book, The Greatness Zone, and in his powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, he shares a successful process to guide you on how to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. For more information, visit thegreatnesszone.com.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back. This is Jay 40. We're living life in the greatness zone. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we're talking with Armando Cruz. We are talking about a holistic approach to family well-being. As we talked about in the first part, we got introduced a little bit to Armando and his story on how he's become really focused on this holistic approach to living life really well. And one of the comments I made at the beginning was that he has brought his family in on this. So what I'd really like to do is to share some great information on what it means to be focused on holistic well-being. So if we could talk a little bit about what that means to you, Armando. And then I'd really like to talk about what challenges that brings up for people, and then how do we involve our families in doing that?
Okay. So what is holistic well-being? I mean, holistic is kind of one of those catch-all phrases that people use. To me, the way we define it is it's a place for you to really show up with all your components, if you will. You know, the mindset in the right place, the vision of what you want, and you showing up unobstructed through this journey of health, right? With your family, with yourself, and going on that journey. So I think one of the things that we had talked about before was, you know, one of the biggest issues with that process is how we've been trained to think about it. You know, we look at fitness as a one-dimensional thing. Oh, I should do more exercise and eat less, or eat less of X food, right? It's very, there's a lot of the thinking around it. It's like you're punishing yourself. I should be doing this. So, hey, I'm going to eat this and then I'm going to do more exercise. And it's, if you start thinking about it like that, I mean, you're almost treating yourself like you would a pet, you know, that you're, you know, hey, if you do this, you get a treat. And that's really not a long-lasting kind of approach. And so part of the holistic part of this is, what's something that you can consistently do? And more importantly, enjoy the journey. Enjoying it is a big part of it.
Yeah, and I think a part of it, I think we'll get into it too, that we just have some habits that we've developed over time that we feel like we're missing out if some of the habits that we have we don't keep doing. Like, you know, we stop, you know, a couple of times a week for ice cream. And it's not the couple of times a week. It's that what else are we watching in our intentional living well? And that, I think, is part of what your approach with holistic is. Don't just, you know, binge eat and then binge diet, but instead choose a path that gives you this long-term sustainable approach to healthy living by changing some of the things that you think about.
Right. Definitely.
What are some of the things that you guide people in the way? So, you know, I imagine a lot of people come to you and they're living the definition of what they think they're supposed to do, but it really isn't all that healthy. And you have to start to help them see a new view that with all of those components, the exercise, the nutrition, in fact, you even call it mindset too, that there has to be a change in what you're thinking about. And so is the change in thinking the first thing that you work on with people?
Yeah, but I meet them where they're at, right? I mean, you can go really, really, really deep. And for most people, that would really freak them out, right? But I think it's so important to meet people where they're at and give them what they can take at that point. I'll give you an example. I had a lady come to me, a mother, and she was frustrated. She hadn't lost weight. She had been doing some of these home exercise programs and she was feeling a little bit like run down, stressful work, stress with kids. And she asked me, she's like, hey, you know, like if I join your program, you know, can I do that? And then do the DVDs at home on the days that I can't make it and all this. And I said, you know what, right now you're with everything that you've told me, with the way your life is, the worst thing that you can do right now is join my program and do all these other things. I said, I want to try something with you if you're willing to do it. I said, I want you to, instead of doing all of that, I want you to walk every day for 20 minutes. And I want you to find a playlist of music that really makes you happy. And that's all I want you to do for 2 weeks. I said, how does that make you feel if you were given the permission to be able to do that? And she goes, well, is that going to be enough to lose weight? I said, how much is feeling good worth to you? And she said, well, right now I feel pretty horrible. And I said, well, let's try that and see how it feels. And lo and behold, after 2 weeks, all she did was walk 20 minutes every day with a playlist that made her feel happy. And at the end of that, she felt, funny enough, happy. And she had lost 5 pounds. Now, what happened? Was there something magical? No. She allowed her nervous system, she allowed her body the rest that it needed, the space that it needed, and she gave herself permission to enjoy the journey. And when that started happening, the body didn't feel as threatened, and she enjoyed the process, and it let go. When the body feels threatened, just like when people are going into hibernation, or not people, let's just say animals, you know, it holds on to fat, it holds on to stress, and in order to prepare for that. And so really what it is about taking that time for you and creating that space for you in the way that you're ready to accept it and then progress, not what you think you should be doing, but what your body's asking you.
Yeah, I really like that. In fact, that makes me think why that word well-being is so well chosen there. It isn't a holistic approach to fitness. It's a holistic approach to showing up well in life, and that's every part of it. And I love your comment that you meet people where they are. You know, I can't move you. I have to move you or guide you from the place where you're standing. And in that, then there's the ability to feel safe. Otherwise, it feels like you're living somebody else's plan. And what I exactly. hear most in this, this is your way of helping them determine what their plan is. You know, that line that if I tell you what to do, you'll be less likely to do it than if you tell you what to do. If we can encourage people, to be more of an owner in this. Let's bring the families in a little bit, too. I know families can come in as support, but they also need to come in, as learning. Tell me some of the things that you share with families on how they can collectively work on being more holistic or more focused on well-being.
Well, one of the things is, first of all, spouses, right? If they're not on the same page, it becomes very difficult, right? Because we're not even talking about the kids just yet. So the spouse being on the same page is very important. And so like when people say, oh, I'm on a diet and my spouse is not, it's like, okay, well, if that's really the case and you really as a family want to grow, well, how can you start creating an environment where both of you feel like you're winning? And that's really important. Most of the times, you know, I'm going to use the term game and winning because they're terms that people can relate to, but we play these games that are losing games, right? Think about how most people think it's like, oh, I'm going to go on a diet and I'm going to eat. And I'm just going to use an example. I'm going to eat a salad every day, right? And the first week, they're awesome. Nailed it. Second week, nailed it. Third week, something happened. Somebody in the family died or an emergency at work happened. Guess what? There's no salad because you have to stay late. And now, oh man, now I have to eat McDonald's because it's the only thing. And that's what they brought in. And now instead of saying, okay, well, let me pick up where I was, now people go into a downward spiral because they're stressed already from having lost and they didn't set themselves up to put themselves in a position where they can win on a daily basis. Right. And that's really important because those things start adding up.
So let's push it down even to the kids because you posted something today on Facebook of this wonderful little video of your daughter who is...
Oh.
She's four. So she's making her own spinach omelet. And so one of the points that I loved in seeing it was that this is a family. So what I meant in my opening comments about you too. The family doesn't just do this work. They believe this and they use it at every part. So the kids are trained early on paying attention to the details about eating right to live well so that you feel well. So What do you do with kids? So share with our listeners some of the things that, that you're bringing this message down to every level in family.
Well, one of the most important things that you'll find is that the more you can experience something, the more likely you are to learn about it, or actually learn what you're trying to get from it, the more of your senses you use. So one of the things in that video that you saw, what you didn't get to see was before that, we actually went to a farm and picked those eggs. Now, I understand not everybody can do that, but it was part of the experience that I wanted her to feel and get, which was, look, these are the chickens. They lay these eggs. I'm going to hand pick them. And you're like, wow, this is where it came from. And now we're going to make an omelet. I also have a garden in the backyard and I want them to go there. And I tell them, hey, can you bring me some chard? And they go and they snap it and they know how to do it and they bring it in. And, you know, we kind of work with that. We let them play with their food and experiment with their food. You know, people often tell me, oh, you're so lucky that your kids eat fruits and vegetables. And I get what they're saying, right? Yeah. And they don't mean it with any malice, but the truth is, it's not luck. It's something that we work on. One of the things that we would do, and when I say we, let me rephrase that. What my wife thought of, right? This is really powerful. Like, to me, having the right partner is really important. And she's phenomenal. Like, the things that she thinks about are just blow my mind. But, like, one of the things that she said is, like, what do we tell kids all the time growing up? Don't play with your food. But one of her things that she kind of figured out, she's like, well, hey, the kids put everything that's on the floor in their mouth as they're exploring. So when she introduced food, she'd introduce it and they may or may not like it. But then she kind of like put the food on the floor in a bowl or something and let them find it for themselves. They've discovered it. And now they put it in their mouth and they chew it. They spit it out. They chew it. They spit it out. Yeah, you have to clean up. But before you know it, they start building taste buds on it. And now because they've discovered it, it becomes their food, right?
Right. Right. So there are these things that we can do by, you know, expanding what it is that we consider. I know one of our exercises as a family is we used to do it, and we did it when we were younger, and we still do it in my current household, that every time we go to the grocery store, we always buy something that we've never tried before. And then we include it in the diet. Now, we always watch the labels and the packages, so we're not about processed food. So we pick up a fruit that we have really no idea what it is, and then we go read about it and then determine how we're going to use it. And it has introduced us to amazing things like kohlrabi and some other, you know, guanabana down in Florida. You know, that there's some things that if you looked at it, most people would say, what are you supposed to do with that? I don't know. Just buy it, figure it out. And in the process, get introduced to holistic in another sense. You know, what is it we as a family are doing together? So we're all in this. And then the other part is, how are we looking at all of the things that the world offers us? And we're including that in our conversation or in our information. And that, to me, are ways of rallying a family around something so that, you know, you train them early that it's right that you pay attention to the things that you eat, that you become intentional and pay great attention to the things, particularly around food, because if you don't feel well, then much of the rest of life doesn't work out the way you'd like it.
Right. And again, it's kind of like a catch-22. So somebody hearing this with very young kids can now take this and say, yes, I got it. So how about that person that's like, okay, my kids didn't start this way. We didn't start this way. We've kind of started mid-journey. Now what? Right? What happens now? They're picky. They don't eat this. They don't eat that. Meet them where they're at. Right? But meet them where they're at as a family. What are we doing together? Not, hey, you need to eat these vegetables, or, you know, how can you start making them part of that experience? Can you take them through that process in a garden for them so that they can pick out the foods and try different foods from that perspective? One of the things that I really enjoy, I'm not vegan or vegetarian, but I enjoy going and trying out some of the foods because they have to get creative because they don't eat any meats or any animal products. They have to kind of become more creative. And so now the colors are different, and the way that you put the foods together and give a certain taste are different. The same things, I like trying foods from all over as many places as possible, just because now it just enriches that whole process, right? And we're talking a lot about food because it seems to be the place where people get most hung up in, but the same happens for let's call it movement, right? Because exercise and working out has different connotations, but let's talk about movement, right? What are your kids' experiences of movement? Is it when you walk in the house, everybody sits down in front of a TV or in front of a computer and that's it? And that's the end of movement? Or do you go out for a walk? Do you go and explore? Like, I'm not going to say we never say we're going to go and exercise, because oftentimes I'll say I'm going to go and exercise and I'll go in my garage and do exercise. And the kids say, oh, can I play? Can I come in? And half the times they end up climbing up and down the garage and doing other things while I'm exercising. And it's fine. Other times they mimic me and they start doing things and they pick up a weight or they pick up a broomstick and they do what I'm doing. And I encourage them, you know, and that's part of it. It's they're always looking. And so if you look at the habits of the kids, very often you'll see a lot of the habits of the parents.
Great. That's brilliant advice, Armando. Thank you for both the heavy look at food, because that's a critical thing. And I love the concept of movement. You can find out more about the amazing things that Armando Cruz does at his website. It's www.cruzcruzcountry.com. And you can find him both on LinkedIn and Facebook under Armando Cruz. We own the quality of the life that we build. So this holistic approach of balancing all of the components, it's critical to living a life that's happy and one that's focused on well-being. So how will you bring well-being into the center of your life and train your family and your friends and how to look for this balanced approach in all of the things that you do so that you live well? Next week, we connect with Kelly Lytle. He's the son of the famous football player Rob Lytle. We talk about honoring the people in our lives with a special tribute to dads for Father's Day. This is J40 Living Life in the Greatness Zone. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Greatness Zone, a show committed to helping you discover and live your greatness. Tune in each week as J40 continues to share practical ways to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. To know yourself, find your fit, and transform our world. Go to thegreatnesszone.com for more information.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.